Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
And welcome to the podcast. This is Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, the home of, frankly, the only real-life real estate information out there, because everything else is so polished up, and we don't polish it. We just tell it like it is. And so today, you have a person who, frankly, there's no other way to describe her except that she tells things exactly how they are. Sam Powell, welcome to the podcast.
Good morning, Lee. So great to be here.
You know, it's taken us forever to get you scheduled because you're so busy and you like jet all over the place. But I'm very honored that we got a couple minutes of your life here to share with our fellows.
I've been following your podcast and it's quite amazing. And early on, I was just like, oh my God, I want to be one of the first ones. I want to be on right away. And then, I don't know, this talking to a star, stardom fear sets in and you're like, what if it's not good? What if I'm not funny? What if it's not what she's looking for? And so finally, here we are. How long you've been doing your podcast?
You know, we're approaching, did we just pass 2 years or am I heading, I don't know, it's either a year and a half or two and a half, I don't know. I could look, but I'm a realtor and I can't tell time, so I don't know when it started. But with that being said, tell our listeners where you're located, how long you've been in real estate, any tiny background tidbits that would be fascinating about you.
I am located in downtown Chicago, Illinois, although I've got amazing people throughout the state of Illinois. So I'm a really good one-stop shop if you're looking for someone out this way, downtown or the immediate surrounding suburbs and or all of Illinois. So don't hesitate. We're known for, like me and my team, we're a tiny, like a mini version of you, known for being like truly authentic, no filter. Our tagline is real answers, real people, real estate. So we're not going to sugarcoat anything and we're just going to help you along your path and help you be more educated and then you make informed decisions along the way.
And if y'all want to know how authentic they are, you really should know that one of my favorite internet moments ever was when you and your, is it your wife or she's your girlfriend?
We're not married.
Okay, but what are you thinking about it? Should we expose that on the show? Is she listening?
26 years, we always tease that if we need a piece of paper now, we've got other issues. But we actually really tease that we really don't like your 50% chance of success rate. So we're just going to stay on this side of the line.
Okay, well, you know, 26 years is pretty damn successful. But anyway, the moment I love the most is when y'all bought that banana blow up thing. It's like bring your own hammock thing with you. And watching you wrestle with that in the yard is still one of the happiest moments I've ever had in my life.
I love when it shows up back in my feed annually and we get to re-enjoy it. But yeah, that was supposed to be so easy. Just air flows right into it. And then you lay on it and rest. It was fantastic.
You know, every time I see one in a store, I'm like, people, you got to go look at Sam Powell's and listen to her, I guess her girlfriend, listen to her laughing in the background because you do not want to buy this thing. It is not easy. It's a lie.
It's amazing. It was my first exposure to like an unboxing, like testing a product. And so now I'm convinced that that would be its own epic show. Like you hear about these kids that are making bazillion dollars testing toys. I'm like, hey, I want to test adult toys. Take that wherever you want. But I'm just saying.
It would be wildly popular and you'd be wildly monetized and you would leave real estate far behind. So don't do that because we kind of need you in this business. And anyway, we totally rabbit trailed on that, listeners, but I promise you it's worth it because I'm pretty sure all of y'all have paused this episode and gone to look her up on social media to find that video. And it's totally worth a minute of doing that. So anyway, you know the premise of the show. We like to talk about the things you never expected to find in a real estate life. So in all your years of doing real estate, I cannot wait to hear what your crazy shit is.
So I thought I would give you a couple of titles and let you sort of pick one that you want to hear about. So of course, there's one titled Everyone Has a Sex Story. Who's on top? Another one is Everyone Has a Limit. And then a blue penis ice cube tray. That's a good one. Forensically Speaking and Make a Run for It. Which one would you like to hear first?
Let's see. I mean, we've had sex on the show before, and I'm sure your story is really good, but let's go in a different direction. We've not had any blue penis ice trays on the show, and I'm sure that there's a story that goes with that beyond just being an item in an adult store.
Exactly. Well, it's an ice cube tray, and it's a real estate story in the respect that it takes place in a condo. So I get this call. It's one of those sort of touching stories. So Buddy passes away and we need to now help the family who lives out of state deal with his possessions in the property. So we're just like, absolutely. So his super best buddy first goes over there and degaze the place a little bit so that the family doesn't have to come across all of his, you know, pornography and personal items and so forth. So they try to clean the house pretty good, blah, blah, blah. And then we go over and the family comes, they take the personal items that they want, and then we help box up everything, donate everything. We're big fans of freecycle.org. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but basically you can post stuff and it's for free site only. So we post photos of everything that's in there. And it's a one bedroom, one bath. So it's a full property full of everything you can imagine. And he's kind of a bigger guy. So the sizes of the clothes and stuff. Anyway, so we put it on FreeCycle and we say we're going to be there from like nine in the morning till 9 in the evening. If anyone wants to come by and take, you know, these free items to a home. So we have this great revolving door the entire day, blah, blah, blah. So we're pulling stuff out and laying it out. And what do I come across? In the freezer, but a blue penis ice cube tray that his buddy clearly missed. And I'm standing there with I think it was his brother, and I'm pulling out the stuff from the freezer because some of the food is good. So we're donating that to a family too. And here I am holding this fully formed blue tray full of ice cube penises. And I was just like, oh my God, this is the souvenir that I'm keeping from this guy's condo. And so to this day, we still have this blue ice cube tray to honor and remember our buddy who had it in his home, and we helped his family out. He happened to pass away in the house. And so not everyone has had to deal with this in their real estate career, but it's a biohazard. So how do you deal with this litany of situations that you have in this kind of environment? And so we got to learn a lot about the process and pulled in a buddy who has a junk removal company, and he has had to deal with this before. So we're from A to Z for this family, and they were so enamored by who are these strangers who are just going to help us and our family clear out this entire property for our son who we lost suddenly. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience, and it came with an ice cube tray.
So in Illinois, do you have to disclose if somebody died inside a property? Because in North Carolina, that's not a disclosure.
No, it's not a disclosure here either.
So how did he become a biohazard? Had he been there by himself for a while before he was discovered?
Yeah, he had passed away in his bed.
I mean, you've got a memento that is really one you can't replicate, but there's a lot of really interesting things to unpack here because as realtors, too many times we get in our rut of going to a house, giving instructions, and then we get it sold. And in this house, you can't give instructions except to yourself. And you know that what you're doing is for compassionate treatment of the family before you can even come close to dealing with the real estate. And I love, too, that when you're walking through this process with them and for them, frankly, because it sounds like they weren't ready yet to do it themselves and they needed you to help them through that process.
Yeah, they also lived out of state. So, you know, they were able to come in town, deal with the part they needed to, which was, you know, take possessions that they wanted to have, mementos or whatever. And then we raised our hand and we're like, listen, we know this is going to be a really difficult process for you and you don't know us from Adam. But if you would be willing to let us help you out, we'd love to. And these are some of the things that we can do and provide for you. And it only stemmed from, so just a little backstory. So Jen and I do a building drive here in the condominium building that we live in downtown. And so we've been dealing with donation pickup and have all the tools and resources for like moving furniture and dollies and like all the litany of things that you could possibly imagine. So we're just like, we can totally just show up with a truck and empty this entire condo in a day if that's what you needed us to do. And they really took on to us like super fast. Sometimes we have to like break people down and train them like, no, we're really good people. We can help you. There's nothing in it for us. It's, you know, free labor and free time. And these guys really just settled into us pretty quickly. Like, well, if you're friends of his, he used to be our immediate next door neighbor and we watched his dog. And so we had to also deal with him and his dog. It was really kind of a touching moment. They really broke down their walls very quickly and were like, thank you so much for being here and being willing to help in this time. It was really, really, really awesome.
Which is a perfect message for this to be one of our first quarter episodes in 2019, because I'm sure a whole lot of people have as one of their resolutions to be kinder and more trusting of their neighbors. And here's an example of how it works out. If you just let your walls down a little bit, random strangers that are random to you but weren't random to somebody else can help you out. And plus, all of our listeners who are related to real estate, you should check out FreeCycle. It's probably available in your community. And if not, you can maybe be a part of getting it going because it's a wonderful way to get items somebody else needs into their hands when they maybe don't have a ton of resources available.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. So we still have a couple minutes. So I got to hear another story. So I think you should tell us the forensic story because it sounds like it's very scientific and detailed.
That one's not actually nearly as fun as the make a run for it. And I want to do that one because you're a runner.
Okay.
And I am not. So
I'm glad you overruled me then. I'm overruled. Make a run for it.
That's right. Okay. So I'm setting up for an open house, and I'm often never late. So I'm running super, super early. And when I'm running early, sometimes I go shopping. So I go shopping, I buy these really cool new pair of flip-flops. I couldn't be more excited. Now I'm setting up for my open house. So I'm putting my signs out. I put my sign out. I walk across a threshold, across a street, and I step in the most freshest pile of dog poop I've ever seen in my life, let alone experienced on my person. I step in it wholeheartedly with one foot, my left foot, I did remember distinctly, in my brand new flip-flop. Now, the silver lining is still in my car are my old shoes that I had on when I bought the flip-flops. I stepped out of that flip-flop, left the flip-flops there. And I feel bad about that because now I've littered, but I just couldn't deal. And I go to my car, and of course, I have like hand wipes and so forth. So I clean myself off, I put on my old shoes, and I go and finish the open house. But I'm so traumatized that I really want to cancel the open house, go home, and take a really long hot shower. That's my make a run for it story. It was so awful.
So I have to make the joke here that at least you got off on the right foot. Since it was your left foot and it landed in it.
That's perfect. Oh my gosh. I will never forget that day for as long as I live. It's like permanently etched in my brain because I have issues with things like dog throw up and really smeary dog poop. It was bad. It was bad scene. Everyone has had to deal with some kind of clothing malfunction, I would say, in our career. That was mine, I have to admit. Well, that's not true. My bra also came undone in the front while I was speaking in front of a crowd one time. That was entertaining.
Entertaining for whom?
Me, because no one else knew it was happening, but I was feeling more and more exposed and my girls were separating and I was like, why are you fighting?
But I guess you didn't have uniboobs, so there's that.
There's that.
There's always a silver lining. There is. But you know, with the dog poop story, that's a classic realtor thing because we run into these scenarios and your personal self is just repulsed and you want to stop what you're doing. And if you worked a normal job, you could go home and shower and then restart your day, but not when you scheduled an open house, made arrangements with the home sellers, advertised it, and you maybe have people lined up to come. You have to push through. And that's, I think, underestimated as one of our best job skills, those who are professional realtors. And something that new realtors need to know when they're getting into this is you don't get to hide behind your own fears and revulsions. You have to suck it up, smile, and move through.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And as long as you got a quick second, there's one more I really must share with you because it's got a really cool ending and it got me involved in volunteerism in a way that I never thought it would. So I'm showing fires downtown Chicago and this idiot had no idea it was the Chicago Marathon days and I live right in the first mile of it. So I'm showing clients in the West Loop and I kid you not, we have to cross the street and there are the 10,000 runners running down the street. So we have to cross at a diagonal with the runners to get across the street. All right, that's all fine and good. Fast forward 1 year later, same buyers buying another property in the West Loop Investors. Yeah, guess what day it is? Freaking Chicago Marathon again. These guys look at me like, are you kidding me, Sam Powell? We have to now run, now at least we're experienced, another diagonal across the streets through the runners to get to our showings. So then I was just like, okay, this has to stop. So I started volunteering for the Chicago Marathon and the Shamrock Shuffle so that I could guarantee I didn't screw up those days and show clients in my neighborhood.
Your clients can't look at their calendars well either because they could have remembered too. So let's just make sure it's equally at fault for all parties. But, you know, they maybe should volunteer as well. They could buy another investment property the next day.
Well, they were from out of town. So I have to take full responsibility on my side here. I wasn't expecting them to research what's happening.
But as a runner, I appreciate that you volunteer during a race because it's hard to make it through if there's not somebody cheerful out there working the water stops and just yelling in random spaces along a route. It's very wonderful.
Yeah, it was a really great experience. And I got to tell you, the Chicago Marathon, they have some really nice swag for their volunteers.
Oh, well, this is good to know. So maybe I can come stay with you and I can see things and I'll volunteer and get a shirt because I ain't running that marathon.
Yeah, literally, the station they had us at was like a block and a half from our house. We were totally spoiled.
Yeah, you are spoiled, but that's okay because you do a lot of good, so you're allowed to be spoiled once in a while. Okay, Sam, so you are very efficient because you got more than one story into your 15 minutes, and we sent our listeners on a very fun rabbit trail. So tell them how they can find you and your amazing team in the Chicagoland area if they have any real estate needs.
The easiest way to find me is askforsam.com. So askforsam.com. That's also my handle on everything. So Facebook /AskForSam, YouTube /AskForSam. On LinkedIn, I'm AskForSam. On Twitter, I'm AskForSam. On Facebook, I'm AskForSam and AskForSam Realtor. Pretty much just Google AskForSam and you'll find me.
And because people, we know that you are not writing anything down. We love you and we feel you. It's okay because all the links and all of Sam's contact information are in the show notes for this episode. And you will want to reach out to her if you have any needs for real estate or ideas, or if you just want to talk to a good human being, she's one of those good human beings. And I really appreciate that you do invest some of your time volunteering in our profession because your energy is infectious. And I really appreciate everything that you do for people around you.
Thank you so much. I feel like it's our responsibility. It's our community service back to our industry is bringing everyone up around us.
All right, people. See, that's what good people look like. Now, if you are one of the good people and you're a realtor, broker, investor, inspector, lender, or even a normal person who's got a real estate story and you want to try and top Sam, then shoot me a note at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the social networks to be featured in a future episode. And make sure you mash that subscribe button, because if you'd miss this, you'd be really sad. You'd be like the plant in the corner that nobody waters and you'd wither up and die, which is what I would be like if my life didn't have Sam Powell in it. Sam, thank you for being on the show.
Love you so much, Lee.
I love you too. Y'all, we'll see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.